Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jen Norman's here, too. Jen's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's an author and award-winning journalist. She's been writing her weekly newspaper column about small business called It's Your Business for California's third largest newspaper, the Orange County Register. She's the author of a number of books, including the Your Own Business series of books. But more importantly, she's our good friend, Jen. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
I know one of the things you've got on your mind today, Jan, is some research that you found by an organization that I've known about for a long time, and I'm sure you have too, that's done quite a bit of work on the value that small businesses contribute to the economy, to our society, and of course I'm talking about the Kauffman Foundation. But you've been tracking some of the stuff they've been doing lately, haven't you?
Well, you know, I've watched their numbers for years, and they have a good report that they've been doing for a number of years on global entrepreneurship and rating countries on how friendly they are to their entrepreneurs and how that impacts the economy.
The Global Entrepreneurial Monitor is what it's called.
Absolutely.
And it's edited, by the way, by another member of our Brain Trust, Mr. Zoltan Ach.
Well, of course he would be on your Brain Trust, yes. Absolutely.
And we also should point out that the driving force of that these days, the Kauffman folks contribute to, but the driving force is Babson College. Mm-hmm. Patty Green up there and the folks up there at Babson College. There are quite a number of folks who are involved in this just to give proper attribution to all of that.
Oh, yeah. And what's good about the Kauffman Foundation is that they leverage work that people are already doing. I think Babson has been known as an entrepreneurial college for many years. I know when
Absolutely.
I first started covering small business, like Babson, wow, you know, and
right.
Didn't even know where Babson was, but that was really terrific, the work that they've been doing, so absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that is of concern where I am in Southern California is that we're a very high-cost place to live, and our leaders are pointing out you don't continue to be able to enjoy the kind of standard of living that the United States has if you do not have innovation. And it's so important to our future and the future well-being of this country. And so that's why it's been on my mind. And then, of course, Kauffman, picking up on that, has funded some of this research, and some other kinds of studies have been coming out, too. So just thinking, wanting to let your listeners know how important that is to our economy.
What are some of the things that they found out about small business and innovation?
Well, I think that one is that the small businesses do lead innovation. It's very difficult for the big battleships of corporate America to really turn on a dime and take full advantage of innovation. So the small businesses are the ones who are nimble enough to make things happen and try things that haven't been tried before. They don't get into this mindset of, we've always done it this
mm-hmm.
way. They say, hey, you know, there's probably a better way to do this. And that's the heart of innovation, don't you think?
Well, there's no question about it. And see, I think that the root cause of the reason why small businesses are so innovative and why big businesses are not so innovative is because of one word, and that's fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it works in a different way in both groups. As an example, see, I've said for years that creativity that major corporations are where creativity go to die.
Well, you know,
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say that I from time to time, I will do stories on what's called intrapreneurship.
Right.
And that the major corporations try to foster this inside. But the trouble is, every time I've done one of these stories, within 6 months, the leaders of that entrepreneurial effort trying to make the big corporation more entrepreneurial,
uh-huh.
they leave and start their own business.
Well, that's right. But the other thing is that what's happened over the last 25 years, 30 years actually, with all the downsizing and everything, has been a culture of if you make a mistake, you're out of here.
Right.
And so it's hard for people to have the courage to be innovative. So that's one of the manifestations of fear. The other one, the way it works in small business, is we know that if we don't innovate, we won't survive. And so there's the fear factor there.
Right.
And so one of the things, I wrote an article once about the many faces of fear, Jan, and the thing is that fear can be a motivating force. It doesn't have to be an immobilizing force. It can be a positive motivating force.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing because you pointed out that within a big established old organization, the fear holds innovation back.
That's right.
But when in a smaller business where, you know, survival depends on it, it becomes the motivation that if I don't innovate, I'm not going to be here next year. So, you're right. Absolutely.
Not being creative in one situation might help you keep your job. But not being creative in the other situation would cause you to lose your dream. And I do think that's the case. You know, one piece of information that I saw once by the SBA, Small Business Administration, is that 55%, and they may have gotten this from the Kauffman folks, but 55% of all innovations in the United States are created by small companies.
Yeah. Well, I think, when you look at some of the most common products, I give talks locally sometimes, and I love to point out to them that everything that we use every day, from Velcro to zippers, even the airplane, all created by entrepreneurs who were out there being innovative. Mm-hmm. Well, there must be a better way to hold your pants up besides suspenders, you know, those types of things. And then they go for it.
Well, and one of the reasons I think that is because if I say, what if I can turn to somebody or I can go there myself and I can say, I'm going to find out what if. Mm-hmm. But if you do that in a larger corporation, larger organization, there's an awful lot of filters. There's an awful lot, as you said a while ago, this is not the way we do things. There's an awful lot of that mentality that you got to fight against. And it's
one thing that I do,
let me say one other thing, Jan, before we go to the break. This is one of the reasons why this is the century of the entrepreneur, the 21st century. It's one of the reasons why big businesses are doing more business with small businesses, not just as vendors, but as integrated partners.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that too, that we have to credit the big companies for maybe helping bring small businesses along.
There's no question about it. It's happening all the time right now, folks. And that's good news for your small business. Jan Norman and I will be right back after these messages. Her book series is Your Own Business, Financing Your Own Business, Marketing Your Own Business, and Starting Your Own Business. We're going to talk about her website right after we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jan Norman. Jan, give us your website, please.
Yeah, it's www.smallbusinessresources.com.
Smallbusinessresources.com. Well, can we find out about your books there?
You sure can, and obviously they're on, in the bookstores and at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
So. Good for you.
Yeah.
And they're excellent books, too, folks. Now, I have three in front of me. Are there more than three?
Not yet. There'll be one on franchising next spring.
Okay, good deal. And I'm sure you'll be sure to let us launch that book on our show here next spring.
Absolutely.
Just let us know about that. We're talking about innovation and the way small businesses are leading the way in innovation, really, in the United States. And you know, Jan, we need to point out that when we make the statements about the differences, we show the differences between small businesses and big businesses. It's not that we're dissing the big companies. Obviously, if it hadn't been for the larger companies, we wouldn't have a lot of the innovations that we have. Some of the great innovations, the personal computer and the copier and those kinds of things. But the thing is that I think what's happening is not so much that there's something wrong with the big companies as much as it is just a changing of the guard. There's just a shifting where the marketplace is more conducive for small businesses to be able to react and to make these innovations happen.
Well, you pointed out before the break that the big businesses are becoming smart about this and seeing the small businesses as their partners.
That's right.
And it's
integrated
realizing
partners.
We can't do this as well as the small businesses. We will maybe enable them. We will provide them as a strategic partner with some of the things they need, mm-hmm. maybe resources even,
exactly.
to develop the things. And you know, what's interesting is then you find the big companies then buying up the small business.
Yeah.
It's gotten to a certain
and congratulations for the little company that makes that happen, because
yeah.
somebody cashed in. Good for them for taking the risk. And I mean, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
And you also find it working the other way. One of the things that I think Kaufman has pointed out is the importance of big companies continually spinning out things that are going on within their organization that might get lost in the shuffle, shall we
mm-hmm.
say, and they spin them off as separate entities to be more innovative and nimble, because they don't need as many people. And when you have fewer people, you're going to be much more innovative.
Well, and see, this is all part of the outsourcing phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
I gave two speeches last week, and I said both times that the best thing that's happened to the marketplace in many, many generations is outsourcing.
You know, I think it's gotten a bad rap because politicians tend to say, oh, goodness, they're outsourcing to China. But, you
yeah.
know, in the United States, much more outsourcing is going on right in their
That's
own
right.
neighborhood.
That's right.
The big companies outsourcing a lot of these services to small companies who can do it much better.
Well, there's no question about it. It's happening all the time. In fact, I'm going to say that probably... And I'm going to come up with my own number here, but I'm going to say close to half of all the small businesses that are started have been started in the last, say, 10 or 15 years have been because a small business was basically able to spin off of a big company and do something a lot more nimbly, a lot more effectively, but not as a subsidiary of that big company, but somebody left that company and decided to do that and then wound up doing business with their former employer. Employer.
Yeah, and I think the Women's Research Council came up with some, they did surveys of women business owners, and I don't think it would be any different for men business owners, but they said, "What, you know, why did you start your own company?" And they thought, I think, that they were going to get into the glass ceiling issue, but the women said, because I thought I could do it better.
Right.
And you find that that's what's great about Americans is, you know, this can-do attitude, and if we ever lose that, then we will really cease to be an innovative country.
Well, and I think we are at a tipping point right now a little bit, Jan, because we're struggling. The nation is still struggling a little bit
mm-hmm.
in converting from the industrial economy that we had to the digital economy that we now have.
Right.
There's some struggling. There's issues of how to, you know, get everybody reemployed in this new digital age, and I think there's a challenge that we all have right now.
Yeah, and I think that a number of the studies on innovation really stress the importance of education, and what happens is that there's such a mismatch between the skills that people, you know, the young people develop and the skills that business needs
right.
in order to continue to be innovative. And so we really have to, as business people, really support the right kind of education, not
mm-hmm.
just dump any old kind of money on them, but insist for accountability that they are teaching the kinds of things that our kids need to know in the 21st century.
Well, and more chambers of commerce across the country are working with local industry and the schools. They're becoming a nexus between the industry and schools to find out what those employers need, and they're getting that information to the local schools.
Right. Yes.
That's a partnership that's happening all across the country right now, and I think it's a good thing. Jan, give us your website one more time, please.
Sure. www.smallbusinessresources.com.
It's a good one, folks, and all of Jan's books are outstanding. I hope you'll check them out. It's the Your Own Business series by Jan Norman. Jan, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
You bet, and have a great day, Jim.
Always fun to have you here. Jan Norman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages with Jordan Goodman. Stay with us.
One more thing.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.